chips.
I'm not going to take any questions on Afghanistan now.
I'm not going to answer Afghanistan now. Okay,
folks, we'll talk about that later. Come on.
I'm not going to answer any more questions on Afghanistan. I want to talk about happy things, man.
This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
To begin with, let me point out the obvious. Evil swept across Uvalde yesterday.
The idea that an 18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons is just wrong. Durant running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake.
Oh, that old chestnut.
Read the room, dude!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
It's not about dynasties. It's not about some sort of myth. It's about doing the right thing and supporting the right people for the right offices.
Really? You don't say.
The biggest race of the night is the Republican runoff for Texas Attorney General. The incumbent, Ken Paxton, easily defeating George P. Bush.
Kind of like the end of an era.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I was surprised how gracious President Trump was about that George P. Bush. But he's been, very much of a pro-Trump guy. But it was, the sins of his father and his uncle were visited upon George P. Bush. And people just didn't like the guy because of, it's pretty clear that George W. and Jeb Bush are Democrats. They're not even rhinos anymore. They're just nasty, and they don't like they don't like Trump at all. And it cost George P. Bush this election campaign. Maybe he's got a shot down the road. I don't know. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking at the headline. Beto O'Rourke disrupts Texas shooting news conference. What a jerk! And again, check out the tweet about what this guy this guy's fantasy writings when he was a teenager. This guy who eats dirt. This is a guy who lives off his father-in-law. His profession is son-in-law. He's lost all of his races for he's a convicted drunk driver. Just a complete loser. And he writes these horrible fantasies, or he did as a kid. As a teenager, he's the last guy that should have been doing what he did, especially at a somber press conference like the one that they had earlier today in Uvalde, Texas, after the terrible shooting. 844-500-4242. All right, we got some more Brandon cuts to play here as we go through the afternoon. Yeah, but first, it's time for the Chump Line.
This is God. Thou shalt not take my name in vain, unless you're Joe Biden trying to make points.
It was so bad last night. That's what really bugged me more than anything. Just he's such a shameless, despicable hack. He's a disgrace, not to Delaware or the United States. He's a disgrace to the entire galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy is ashamed of Joe Biden.
Bill Clinton never inhaled. And talking to Kamala lately, she's never exhaled.
She was lurking around there today when he was making his latest vapid, inane, incoherent comments about so-called police reform. All this crap, it's always the same stuff, We're just going to have a few more programs. We're going to hire a few more bureaucrats. Nothing's going to get done. The problem's just going to get worse. Taxes will go up. We'll hire a bunch of people who can't read and who only work 3 days a week and who are related to judges and, other connected hacks. It's just a bunch of BS. 617, don't forget the Bush that leaked the tape on Trump. I don't think Billy Bush didn't do that. He got, that killed his career. He didn't know. There was a hack at NBC who went to Harvard with some editor at the Washington Post, and they didn't have the stones to release it at NBC, so they leaked it to their Harvard buddy at the Washington Post to kill Trump. And Trump survived, and Billy Bush, who was just chuckling in the background, his career is over. He's all done. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance? To see if you're getting the most coverage for your money, contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help save you money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. It's really a great deal. One of our salespeople saved $1,700 on her insurance after she had the Rizzo Insurance audit. RizzoInsurance.com.
There wouldn't be grocery store shortages right now if we ate our vegetables instead of electing them.
That's harsh, but I can't really disagree with anything he said.
Seems how gun control doesn't seem to work. Maybe you should try Democrat control.
Yeah, how about some common sense voting by a lot of the people, especially in the blue states? We don't have any problems here that common sense voting couldn't cure in no more than 2, 4, or maybe 6 years.
Medical experts say Hillary Clinton is at an increased risk for stroke. Peter Stroke.
And, of course, the judge's wife is representing Peter Stroke's girlfriend in her case against the FBI for firing her. It's a small world. Again, I repeat, it's a very small world.
Lovey. My trip to Davos was marvelous. The private jet was top-notch, the caviar succulent, and the sophisticated badinage of my coterie was exhilarating. And the best part? The taxpayers are picking up the tab.
We got some cuts from Senator Dan Sullivan, who's been on the show a couple of times. He was going after Granholm, the energy secretary, a few days ago. And we got a couple. I want to play a bunch of these cuts, but let's play the one where he's talking about this. Kerry went to Japan and said, you know, be very careful about buying LNG from the U.S. I don't know why. Why would he say something like that? We got more LNG than anybody in the world. It's cleaner than anybody's in the world. So Kerry goes and dumps on a U.S. industry. Not everybody can marry an heiress, Mr. Gigolo. Cut 18.
John Kerry, though, has come out, I know, to Japanese officials saying you should be very careful on buying American LNG. Do you agree with John Kerry's approach to going to Asia saying you should have reluctance of buying American LNG? I hope you can disavow that. I've heard that from Japanese officials telling me that he's saying that. I mean, whose side is this guy on?
Like Billy Bulger used to say about the first Iraq war at the breakfast, he said, "Yes, you know we're in a war with Iraq." John Kerry couldn't decide which side he was on. It was touch and go for a while. I guess it's the same thing with LNG in Japan 30 years later. It's an economic war rather than a shooting war.
Trump's primary endorsement record is 72-5. As soon as we find someone who sought out Biden's endorsement, we'll let you know how his side did.
I think the game was postponed on account of darkness and rain and snow and sleet and a tornado.
Biden Pelosi would get things done a lot faster if there was a diaper shortage.
207 says, I know Billy and his brother, Jonathan. No political correctness there, the two Bush brothers. You should hear some of the family stories. Those two are a hoot when you get them drinking. Yeah, so was George W. That's why he stopped drinking. He used to hang out at the Forefathers. I never saw him there because he was a little older than me, but that was one of his bars in Kennebunkport.
Since Stacey Abrams never conceded in 2018, it's the first time two incumbent governors are going to face off in a general election.
I know, that'll be a Jeopardy question someday.
Instead of Build Back Better, can we go into Put Things Back Where You Found Them?
How about If It Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It, Bill? So if things are going smoothly under my legislation, you won't screw around with it. How about that?
If the left was opposed to Roe v. Wade, the SCOTUS leaker would be rotting in a stockade. Instead, this zero is their new hero, who in their sick minds deserves a parade.
Yeah, another day and the FBI still remains baffled by the identity of the leaker.
I hold in my hand the last envelope.
Soldiers home deaths, vaccine mandate firings, destroyed businesses. Name three numbers larger than Charlie Baker's book sales.
Even by political tome standards, that thing really seems dreadful. I didn't even bother to ask President Trump about it because, you know, I can't even bring myself to read the reviews except for that one nasty one in the New Boston Post yesterday. I think that will suffice.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Who wrote the foreword for the book, by the way? Was it the New Bedford fisherman or his two sons, the ones that were never discovered? Remember that from the 2014 campaign? Charlie Parker got tears in his eyes as he was discussing the guy. And so everybody wanted to know who these guys were. And they were kind of like Barack Obama's composite girlfriend or Cory Booker's friend T-Bone or Corn Pop. For that.
Ooh, there's excerpts we can read. Maybe we can do a Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, man.
a very short one.
Extremely short. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave your message at any hour between 1 and 3 Eastern Time. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line with all brand new messages, we have one with the messages we didn't use just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line was brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you were getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They've helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
Bill Clinton never inhaled, and talking to Kamala lately, she's never exhaled.
I think that's a bad rap on certain formerly controlled substances, which you can now buy at your local emporium. At least I hope that's what it was about. It could mean other things as well that I don't even want to consider. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the Chump Line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Chump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on the Howie Carr Show.
Mother of mercy, is this the end of Rico?
Howie Carr is back.
This summer, enjoy less time in the grocery store checkout line with HelloFresh. With over 55 options each week, you'll never get bored. Get $125 off during the Memorial Day flash sale with code Howie125 at HelloFresh.com/Howie125. HelloFresh.com/Howie125. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is the ultra master of Twitter? Donald Trump or Elon Musk?
I'm still going with Donald Trump.
69% say Trump.
He's in the Hall of Fame, the Twitter Hall. They waived the 5-year eligibility rule after you've been thrown off. And again, they've invited him back on. He's just pushing his own site, Truth Social. Someone just texted me that there is a first review in on Charlie Baker's book on Amazon. Which is called Results, colon. They love their colons, as Chris Plant says. Getting beyond politics to get important work done. And it's the darndest thing. You know who wrote the review? It's really a guy by the name of Pierre Delecto Jr. He gave it a glittering 1-star. Odd, the book doesn't mention the dozens of state police convicted of felonies on Governor Baker's watch, nor does it mention the 25% of small businesses that closed and fled Massachusetts due to his failed policies. I'd put a little above 25%, actually. He doesn't mention putting a campaign donor in charge of the soldier's home in Holyoke. The donor wasn't qualified and lots of people died. Where's the chapter on his son being escorted off a plane at Logan Airport by the state police for allegedly groping a stranger? He also doesn't mention his lieutenant governor having a graduation party for 2 members of her family at the height of the pandemic while everyone else was locked down. One person found this helpful. Can I vote to make it helpful? I'm going to vote Sam. It's very helpful indeed. Thank you for your feedback. Oh, you voted. Oh, one of the VIPs gave it the first. Now they're 2. Now he is 2. Now we have 2 people who found it helpful. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you know, Howie, I think it's important for people to understand that Biden never misses an opportunity, as you point out, to totally abuse a tragedy. And I think the one that people keep forgetting is one that involved his wife and daughter. That horrible tragic accident. And
right.
It was an accident, and his wife was actually found to be liable, but
right.
He blamed the other driver and then started the myth that the driver was a drunk driver. He then called him a drunk. The family, even after the guy died, begged him to stop doing it, and he continues to do it this day. I mean, this is the kind of sociopathic person we have here in the White House, aside from seeing deer with Kevlar in his sleep. Maybe they're kind of dancing over his head at night rather than sheep. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, people are saying that they never saw him in Connecticut after Sandy Hook, and somebody said that he actually hosted some kind of fundraiser event. But he's so demented now that he probably has just, you know, it's in his head. He was at this event for Sandy Hook, so now he went to Sandy Hook, right? I mean, it's like, he used to say that truck driver who was totally sober, his first wife, was a tragic accident, blew through a stop sign, and she got hit by this truck that had the right of way. And he said, "This my wife and daughter were killed by this guy who drank lunch." I mean, it makes it's even worse. You know, he drank lunch like he just stopped by and was belting down Dr. McGillicuddy's like he was a Democrat member of the Massachusetts legislature. And he wasn't. And it was just terrible what he did to the guy. But that's what he's totally shameless. And he's gotten away with it for all these years. Oh, what a terrible, terrible thing that that occurred when he got into the Senate in 1972. He defeated him. The guy he defeated was 63 years old, and Biden said this guy's too old for the job. And I'm sure he was a lot better at 63 than Brandon is at 79, going on 109. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios,
844-500-4242. All right, as you know, Biden today announced he's cracking down on police amidst the crime wave. Isn't that a great idea? Marvelous. This is just so misguided. There's a new poll out today saying 83% of the people that were polled think the country's on the wrong track and they're going in the wrong direction. And of course, my perennial question, my recurring question is, who are the 16% or 17% who think the country's in good shape? Ugh, it's ridiculous. 844-500-4242. So anyway, they were at the, I guess Kamala did speak at the event. I said that she just appeared to be standing there as Brandon walked away. So here is Kamala Harris introducing one of the senators that was in attendance. Cut 11.
I, together with Senator Cory Booker, Congresswoman Karen Bass, introduced legislation to advance much needed reforms.
Cory Booker, or as we call them on the Senate floor, SPAR. Cory Booker. He ran for president. He was setting up. They were standing on the stage with her. That's not a tough name. Booker?
Joe Biden called him the only black senator. And she was standing on the stage with Cory Booker.
Cory Booker. That's Cory Booker to you, okay? I'm going to report you to Pierre Delecto Jr. if he does a review on producers. All right. So... he has a problem with, in case you can't recall, with ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, which he sometimes calls AFT. He forgets the name of the people he appoints. But here he's screwing it up again today. Cut 16.
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Explosives, AFT, has not had a Senate confirmation leader for 7 years because of these disputes.
Alcohol.
Is that a fight between a guy named Al and someone else? Al Cabal?
That's what Al Capone. He used to, when he got a hoop, they called it Al Cabal. Down in Cicero. All right. Cut 17.
His hearing was held easier today. Earlier today, I should say.
Oh, his hearing was held earlier today.
Okay, let me hear that one again.
His hearing was held easier today. Earlier today.
Okay, his hearing was held easier.
Easier today.
I know I do this too often, but when was the last time you meant to say earlier and you said easier? Never. Never. Here's another perennial when he's talking about guns. You know, there's also the deer wearing Kevlar vests, and the other one, we go back to the days of the Bill of Rights when they were being drawn up in the late 18th century. Cut 13.
We know certain ones will have significant impact and have no negative impact on the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's not absolute. When it was passed, you couldn't own a cannon. You couldn't own certain kinds of weapons. It's just always been limitations.
Hasn't he been fact-checked on this before? Repeatedly? And he just keeps saying it over and over again. How about a fact-check on the deer wearing Kevlar? And how about a fact-check on whether he ever went to Sandy Hook after the horrible massacre there 10 years ago? Ugh. So he was asked last night as he was leaving, as he was doddering out of the camera shot, whether or not he was going to Texas, because as you know, he never went to Wisconsin after the Christmas parade massacre. He never went to Brooklyn after the black racist shot up the subway and wounded 29 people. He's very selective about the events that he goes to, but the guy shouted it at him. That was a good question, actually. Are you going to Texas? And so today he had to announce that he had been shamed into it, basically. Cut 12.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain. and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma.
This is, of course, the closest he'll have been to the border. I think he's about 60 miles from the chaos. I mean, the chaos has extended into Uvalde. It's the mayor was talking about how bad it's been since Brandon opened the borders. It's just a disaster. But of course, then no one will talk about that. Cut 19.
And duty to intervene to stop another officer from using executive force, just as occurred.
Huh?
And duty to intervene to stop another officer from using executive force, just as occurred. And duty to intervene. And duty to intervene to.
Mr. President, have you had some? Did you have some alcohol before you went out here today to speak to us?
The Bureau of Alcohol.
339 says Cory Booker has a Green New Deal name. I am asparagus. 844-500-4242.
It's like that Bureau of Alcohol is a Knights of Arabia story. You got Aladdin and the Magic Lamp and the Bureau of Alcohol.
Alcohol.
The Bureau of Alcohol.
There's a new rising force in organized crime on the streets of Chicago. Alcohol.
From the Bureau of Alcohol.
From the near west side of Chicago. He took on Dan O'Banion and the North Side Mob and the Cicero brothers. Doing my Walter Winchell impersonation there. All right, let's see. Eddie, I like these rhetorical questions. Remember, this guy was in the Senate for 36 years, and then he was the vice president for 8 years. And he's complaining that nobody has ever done anything about guns. Where the hell were you? I mean, how many years do you get to just get a total pass? Someone wants to know if going to Uvalde will count as a visit to the border. Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will if you're working for CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, ABC, NBC, CBS. Here he is screaming again about the backbone. Cut 15.
Where's the backbone? Where's the courage to stand up to a very powerful lobby?
Where was your courage when you were in the Senate? What did you do all those years? What about all the years you were vice president? You know, the massacre at Sandy Hook occurred on your watch. And by the way, when you're speaking about gun violence and visiting cities and afflicted areas, when was the last time you were in Chicago? Or Baltimore is right around the corner. It's a stop on the Amtrak train back to Delaware every night. Did you ever get off the... Joey, baby! A lot of shootings in Baltimore. Why don't you get off the train? 844-500-4242-781. If you listen to Brandon at half speed, it's really easy to figure out what he's saying. Yeah, but who's listening at half speed? In real time, you don't get to slow it down to half speed. If you play it backwards, it says, I am the walrus. That doesn't mean you want to listen to it backwards. 844-500-4242. This is from the Daily Mail. Exclusive: mother of Texas elementary school shooter claims her son, 18, was not a violent person. Oh, okay. But he was a loner. As she keeps vigil at her mother's side after he shot her in the face at the start of the rampage.
He's a good boy. A very good boy.
917 says that what about standing up to a powerful lobby like the teachers union or the abortion advocates? Or how about the open border advocates? Has he ever stood up to the open border? They're destroying the United States of America, and he doesn't have the courage to stand up to them, does he?
Do we want to hear Biden at half speed?
We're gonna have alcohol. You'll play alcohol.
We can have alcohol. I've also got the word salad queued up.
Okay, get the word salad queued up. 19.
and duty to intervene to stop another officer from using executive force, just as occurred.
Sleepy Joe.
An executive order or an executive order officer?
The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and...
Let's hear 19 again.
Well, you wanted it half speed?
Yeah, half speed. Of course I wanted it half speed. Right,
hang on, I gotta...
What the hell? I want to understand it or try to understand it. Okay.
And duty to intervene to stop another officer from using executive force, just as occurred.
Another ossifer from using executive force.
Just as occurred.
Just as occurred.
Executive force, just as occurred.
Okay. Maybe we quote you on that, Mr. President. Ed, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ed.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, I was you guys listening to the whole show, so I caught the early part where you mentioned the acreage at up in Mattapan Hospital there.
Yes.
Has anyone ever noticed that the Taunton Hospital is about the same size, lights on all the time, and there's no one there? I took a tour.
Yeah.
And the girl there from the woman that gave her parents 40 wax or whatever that rhyme is.
Yeah, Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden had a. They show you her place, but it's spotless. The place is clean, and there's no one there. So it's even worse than Mattapan.
Well, the thing is that not only are they not reopening these mental hospitals, but they're closing down prisons. They say they're going to shut down MCI Cedar Junction, Walpole. I mean, where are they going to put all that? That's the biggest penitentiary in the Commonwealth. Where are they going to put these people? Were they just planning on letting everybody go? You get to stay outside till you kill somebody. Maybe even then you get to stay outside. Thanks for the call, Ed. 844-500-4242. This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain. I'm turning into Biden. An antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least 1 Jace case to care for yourself and loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. It's spelled J-A-S-E, Jace case. Go to jacemedical.com right now and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. That's code word Howie for $10 off. J-A-S-E, jacemedical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Excitable. We're trying to put a guilty man in the chair where he belongs. Someone stops telling us fairy tales and we're listening.
Howie Carr is back.
By the way, we got a few gift certificates left to Alma Gaucha. It's the great, great Brazilian steakhouse in the Seaport District of South Boston. It's on D Street. It's a fantastic place. What'd you think, guys? The VIPs? Awesome. Got a couple. Awesome. They loved it. They loved it. Everybody goes there, loves it. It's fantastic. And Carlos is having our guy who works in the building is having a great meal, enjoying it. It's just, you're going to love Alma Gaucha. They got all kinds of great cuts of beef that you're probably not that familiar with, but they're great. They cut it right at the table. You can you have a red car, your little coaster type thing, a red and a green. If you want more stuff, they just flip it to green and they come over and they cut you some more meat. It's a great deal. Alma Goucha. You can get a $50 gift certificate for just $25 right now. They're mostly gone, but there are a few left. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store. It's our cheap bastard deal of the day. We have a lot of other stuff there too, but Alma Goucha is the one we're promoting today. You can get anything you want there though at the Howie Car Show store. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Car. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Howie. This is something that everybody forgets about. When Justice Clarence Thomas was going through his confirmation hearings, the chief chairman of the Judiciary Committee was Joe Biden.
Right.
And he was orchestrating that whole thing, and the one that was sitting to his right was Ted Kennedy. And a major part of this, the confirmation hearings, was the testimony of Anita Hill. And it just, it wasn't a good time for Joe Biden as a as a position that he had during those days.
And, you know, what they ask Clarence Thomas about it, and he tries to be a little diplomatic and let bygones be bygones. But you can tell he's still really angry about it. He called it a high-tech lynching at the time. And that's what it was. They were trying to. I think he said they don't like me because I'm an uppity black man, and it's that was it, that was it, and you know all the terrible things Biden has said over the years, these just stupid things. You know, like he said the Barack Obama, who he called Barack America. Remember that? He said he's the first clean, articulate black guy we've had, and Jesse Jackson's going, hey, what about me? I think Al Sharpton was saying the same thing. It's just the guy is, he's really the bottom of the barrel, and he's not very bright either on top of everything else. On his best day, which was probably in 1961, he wasn't that bright. And now he's just gone. He's just gone. And it wasn't alcohol or alcobol that killed him. It was just, he never had much to begin with. 844-500-4242. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing?
Good.
You know, all of these solutions that these liberals keep spouting over and over, background checks, red flag systems, so forth, all of them rely on some sort of government-run system that has proven to fail over and over. You only have to look at the shooting in Buffalo. You had a kid. You had a guy that had already been shown to have tendencies to want mm-hmm. to do a mass shooting. They asked him questions, and then they just dropped the ball.
He was actually taken into custody for a day and a half, and right. they let him go. And doesn't New York have a red flag law? I believe
right.
they do.
Where was law enforcement in the common sense approach of just following this guy's social media for a few months or a year? Where? And where's the curiosity? Where's anybody being held to account?
I know. No one's being held to account. I mean, that's the thing about a bureaucracy. I mean, I think it was Ronald Reagan who said there is no such thing as eternal life or immortality, but if you're in a federal agency, comes closest to it. And it's so true. You know, these people get into these agencies, whether it's state or federal, and they never go away. They never leave. You know, Thomas Jefferson, one of my favorite quotes, he talked about the federal bureaucracy. This was in the early days of the Republic. He said, vacancies by death are few, by resignation, never. We'll be back. I'm Howie Carr.